Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is definitely still one of the highlights of 2020. In a year in which there were plenty of low moments and lots of challenges, Kurt Warner made an appearance on After Hours for the first time, and we were able to tease him about stealing his gig as the spokesperson for small batch, Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, which I still am promoting. You'll hear those commercials as part of the Westwood One broadcast. And actually, I've heard them here on this network as well. People still ask me all the time, is that you with the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds? Do you actually eat the pork rinds? What do they taste like? So I get lots of questions about them. And yes, my partnership with Southern Recipe and by proxy, my partnership with Gridiron Greats means a lot to me. We go back now 5 or 6 years, and I always appreciate the passion that the old-timers and the Hall of Famers, and Kurt Warner is one of those, appreciate the passion that they have for Mike Ditka, and his organization, and working to lend a helping hand, a leg up, if you will, to those athletes who played in different eras because they didn't make the same kind of money and don't have the same type of medical benefits. It's such a small way that the football fraternity can give back, and yet it's critical and it makes such a major impact on so many lives. So we always appreciate when Southern Recipe comes to us here on the show and says, hey, we'd like to get one of our old timers on the air. A lot of times they are Hall of Famers. Sometimes they're just great guys, great personalities who are also good storytellers. And that is our guest on this edition of After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. This afternoon, had a chance to connect with NFL vet, longtime NFL defensive lineman Mike Golic, who played in the late 80s and the 90s. He's a longtime radio host. In fact, we crossed paths many a morning when I was getting off the air at my previous network, and he and his partner Mike Greenberg were coming into the studio to do their morning show, their long-running morning show. He is now an analyst for Westwood One. You can hear him on Sunday Night Football. In addition to that, he's an analyst for DraftKings. I was watching some of his videos on Twitter before we connected this afternoon. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got the Twitter handles to not only Gridiron Greats, but also Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds and Mike Golick. On our Facebook page, too, we always post the link to all of our interviews the following day. This is good stuff. We're always excited when we've got fun personalities to share with you here on After Hours. Mike, I spent a good portion of Wednesday watching weather coverage on either the Weather Channel or locally some of the various outlets in Florida. So thinking about that situation that has forced postponements and cancellations and sporting events to be moved, but also thinking about week three in Miami with the heat and the humidity and how it affected the Buffalo Bills, for instance, all kinds of guys getting cramps and dehydration and not able to play. So defections on the sidelines because the weather conditions were getting to them. So thinking about your career, is there a crazy or atypical weather situation you've played in or something like that where the elements really affected you and your team?
So, obviously, this being a hurricane, as I'm sure you have noted and will, it goes well beyond sports, and you hope everybody is safe where this is tracking through. But from my side, there wasn't really any danger involved. But it was a little game Amy called the Fog Bowl that had a bit of an influence on me. When I was with the Eagles and we played the Bears in Chicago in the playoffs, and the fog rolled in. And you couldn't see anything. But they didn't want to cancel the game, or I should say postpone the game, because it happened while the game was going on. They didn't want to have to clear everybody out and then bring everybody back another day. I remember the referee on the 50-yard line, at least I believe it was the 50-yard line from what I could tell, and I could hear him talking to the people in the press box saying, yes, I can see both goalposts. And I looked at him, I said, are you out of your damn mind? I said, see both goalposts? I said, you can't even see 20 yards either way. I mean, that was, they didn't want to postpone the game. So they were like, yeah, you can see well enough. You can see well enough. And hell, if they ran a sweep away from us, you lost the running back, you know, once you started going to the sideline. So that was one of those, any team that was winning when that fog rolled in, as it turned out, because the fog stayed, had a good chance of winning, and the Bears were ahead when that happened. And I played in mud, and I played in rain, and I played in snow, but, you know, and that's something you're used to doing because you usually do it multiple times, but I've never played where the fog rolled in and the field and players basically disappeared.
Is it a badge of honor for you football players that you do play in all those elements? Whereas when it comes to baseball, they'll cancel, they'll postpone. But man, football, like last year in Buffalo with the winds that were 60 miles per hour, you know, we think about the heat, but also the snow. We talk about Lambeau and those kind of extreme conditions. Is that something you guys are proud of?
Well, I think partly, yes, you're proud of it because you're going to play outside of, you know, lightning or something like that. But for me, here's why I always enjoyed it. I enjoyed a nice rain or a nice snow because everybody then came down to my athletic ability. I was an average player, and people were much better athletes than me. But let me tell you what, your athletic ability starts to shrink a little bit when it's really wet or really slippery. So I appreciated the fact that it somewhat evened the playing field for me, so I was happy about it.
Leave it to you to come up with that type of a reason for loving the weather. So, Mike, Philadelphia Eagles are playing really well right now. They're one of the teams that's undefeated. You played in Philly. The stories are legendary. What does it mean to be an Eagle and to play for those fans?
I mean, I love those fans. That was the three teams I played for. That was the most of my career, playing 6-7 years. And they're the most fanatical, the most emotional, good and bad. And I mean, if you're playing bad, or they can, you know, tell you don't really care or aren't really giving a damn, see, you know, Ben Simmons with the 76ers, you know, when he was there, you know, they will let you know about it. And, you know, that's fair. And when you're doing well, man, they'll love you. It's a blue collar town. I was a blue collar player. You know, I loved it. And when we were doing well, they love you. So they have to just be ecstatic right now. I mean, we were never in my years there able to bring them a Super Bowl. Obviously, they got a Super Bowl the last few years. But they are so passionate about their team Because the last team I played for, I left Philly to go to Miami. And my 1 year in Miami, we were 9-2, had the best record in football, and our games were blacked out because we couldn't sell out. I was stunned. I mean, I'm like, what the hell is this? I had just gone 6-7 years in Philly where it sold out, the people are crazy. And then I went down to Miami, and it was a little bit different. And by the way, those are the two undefeated teams now, Philly and Miami. But Philly is just so well-balanced now, and those fans just got to be loving it.
Even if their schedule hasn't been as challenging, 3-0 is 3-0. So what impresses you?
As Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. And that's exactly right. I mean, they can't decide who plays in front of them. That's what they do. So, listen, we know that this is a big year for Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, those are the two quarterbacks everybody talked about at the beginning of the year that said they're playing for their future with that team. Are they going to be the future quarterback? Or, because we know this draft coming up, there's probably four quarterbacks that are going to go in the first round. And, again, both these teams are undefeated, and both quarterbacks are playing well, so they're both answering the bell. Jalen, you know we can do it with his legs. He's passing well. Now, he's not going to be a 35-40 touchdown guy, you know, but the key with him is make sure your interceptions, the goal usually for a quarterback is single digits with interceptions. So get yourself, you know, 20, maybe in the 20s touchdowns and under 10 interceptions, and that's what you want. Then you supplement that with your legs. They brought in weapons for him. Obviously, A.J. Brown was a monster get for him. Devontae Smith's making some incredible catches. But their defense is playing solid. So they're a very, very balanced team. I think that's one of the big things going for them.
Mike Golic, a former NFL defensive lineman, and is now a DraftKings analyst. And we're always excited to have him here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. As I was just thinking about you, you played in Philly, obviously, but you also played with Notre Dame. How does the passion compare when you're talking about that atmosphere?
Oh, I mean, it's right there. And the passion, probably the biggest difference is the passion for Notre Dame is countrywide. I mean, when we would go on away trips, I mean, the fans that met you at the airport or met you at the hotel, I mean, it was truly a national team. One of the, you know, we know they're independent, so they don't have at least at this point, the conference ties. So they are a national team, and their biggest rival has been USC, which has, you know, been a kind of a national rivalry. It's again, not only in South Bend, Chicago area, but it is nationwide with Notre Dame.
You and I just ran into each other in the press box in Lambeau for a Sunday night game against the Bears. That was my first taste of regular season action at Lambeau. And I had the opportunity to go down on the field at halftime to be around the alumni as they were getting introduced. Those fans were obnoxiously loud, very passionate. It's kind of neat the way that you've got fan bases that are so invested, although sometimes that means they reserve the right to boo and tell you when you've completely screwed up.
Oh, yeah, listen, they're going to do that. Again, fan is short for fanatic, so they're like that. But I loved playing at Lambeau. I'm glad my son Mike got to play at Lambeau. I told him it's such an experience. I mean, it carries just so much. So it is very – it was great to play there a few times. And then call games are obviously, like I said, we saw each other there. And just to be in that atmosphere. And I remember I was there for a preseason game. Mike was playing in a preseason game. And those fans, it was packed, and they stay all the way through the entire game.
Yes.
I mean, they're always there. Now, some people will say, well, maybe there's not a whole lot, not a lot else to do there. Though I have found myself losing money at the casino Oneida there a bit occasionally. So I find something else to do at times. But yes, they are a phenomenal fan base. And that parking lat smells so good with the brats when people are cooking them up before the game.
Oh, yes, rite of passage. There for just 3 or 4 days, I had multiple brats while I was there with my family. And then at the football game. Yes. Still limited sample size, Mike. Such a roller coaster ride in these first 3 weeks. But what are a couple of other headlines, maybe teams that are surprising you, good or bad, to start this first month?
Well, I'll tell you the two teams that are surprising me bad. Now, one just had a big win. The Colts just beat Kansas City. But I was a bit surprised at how they're sitting at 1-1-1. I thought Matt Ryan was a big upgrade from Carson Wentz. And I believe he will be as the season goes on. Carson isn't tearing it up in Washington right now. But I picked that team to win the division. Again, as you said, it's an early sample size. Jacksonville, kudos to them. I'll get to them. But I was disappointed in Indianapolis. And the other team is the Saints. I thought the Saints would be one of the, and the Colts would be one of those, you know, we talk about this every year, four or five teams that don't make the playoffs make it the next year. I thought these two would be two of them. But already, you know, because a lot of it I talked about, Jameis going 14 touchdowns, three interceptions in the seven games he played last year. He already has five interceptions this year. So kind of resorting back to that gunslinger, trying to throw it through people a little bit, and that could be an issue. So that surprised me a little bit. On the good side, you got to look at Jacksonville, sitting there 2-1, got Doug Peterson as their coach, a Super Bowl coach. They're kind of growing how you want them to be. And I think the other team, and I think if you don't have a huge rooting interest, though most people do, even though they're 1-2, you kind of got to love the Detroit Lions. You know, and the way they're playing, they're scoring a lot of points. Dan Campbell, the emotion out of him. I mean, but they're playing good ball. And so they and Jacksonville are both going in the right direction.
I love to hear Campbell talk. I mean, he and Mike Tomlin are two of my favorite coaches to listen to. But whenever you have to preface a locker room speech with, I'm not a lunatic, I'm not sure what that says to your locker room. Would you, as a player, prefer to play for a coach that seems like he's completely out of his mind but brings that passion?
Oh, without a doubt. The only thing that can be an issue when guys hear, like, what type of coach you get, when he gets named coach and he says we're going to bite people's kneecaps and blah, blah, blah. The thing you worry about is in training camp, how hard are you going to be hitting and running? Eberflus, the coach for the Bears, he came in and, man, they ran a lot more. And guys that came with him from Indianapolis as players told all the Bear players, hey, get ready to run, and they did. So that's kind of what you think about as a player. You think about, man, am I going to be running more? Are we going to be hitting more in camp? And that kind of goes through your mind first. But I always love passion in a coach, without question.
How do new coaches earn respect in a locker room outside of those fancy speeches?
Well, a lot of it, you know, a lot of it depends on if you played. If you played, there's kind of that instant credit that, okay, you were on the field. You know, you were doing what we did, so you understand. That doesn't mean you're going to be successful by any stretch. And then, you know, what does your resume say? Now, first-time head coaches, you know, they got to prove. Because you see some of these head coaches, especially what there are four now from the Sean McVay tree.
Right.
So what you're getting out of those guys who are offensive coordinators, remember, they weren't calling plays, though. So they're becoming first-time head coaches, and they weren't calling plays when they were with Sean McVay. So you really kind of say, okay, how is this going to work? So you don't automatically get that respect as that first-time head coach, especially if you haven't called plays, or sometimes certainly even if you have. You have to kind of earn that. What's your personality? What are you selling? The biggest thing a new coach wants to do is have the team buy into what he's selling. Obviously, the best way to do that is winning. I mean, down in Miami, you think they're buying into McDaniel and what he's selling? Sure they are, but that's kind of how it works. It all goes hand in hand.
Mike Golic is an NFL vet, longtime radio host, and football analyst now with Westwood One and DraftKings. And we're pleased to spend a few minutes with him and his partnership with Gridiron Greats and, of course, our friends at Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds. I really enjoy asking guys who played in different eras why this is important, because I don't think many fans realize how different it was unless you were watching, you know, years ago, decades ago. So why is Gridiron Greats an organization and a cause that matters to you?
Oh, man. I mean, listen, I'm on the board for them. That's how much I think of it. You know, and obviously we look to Mike Dick as our leader with that. You know, for the players that played, you know, decades ago, and I played decades ago, but I mean, even before me, when they ended the game and their between their pension and the help available to them is not a lot. So Gridiron Greats, you know, this is the way I put it, Amy, is, you know, if you play football, you've gotten knocked down many times. And someone, a lot of times, your teammate will reach down and help you up, or you're going to help your teammate up. That, to me, is what Gridiron Greats is. We're helping our guys that have played years ago that are struggling. We're helping them up, whether it's with their mortgage, whether it's at the dentist, whether it's a major surgery, things like that. That's what the money that we raise is used for, those players that need the everyday things or things even bigger than that. So that's why I've been part of this for years now, and I'm proud to be part of this. We're going to start to get a younger generation of players involved in it as well. And you mentioned it, Southern Recipe Small Batch. They've been so good. This is their 14th year of it. The biggest football day is Pork Rind Appreciation Day on Super Bowl Sunday. And so what they want to do is they want to trade, like, sacks for snacks, which is a It's nice. It's a pretty cool thing. I give everybody the site. It's porkrindappreciationday.com. And basically you go there and you pick any team you believe is going to get sacks. And each week, one randomly selected entry is going to win a case of pork rinds for every sack that team gets. Grand prize is $5,000 in a year of pork rinds. And certainly, again, money raised there is going to go to the Gridiron Greats as well. So it's the pork. They're fantastic there at Southern Recipe Small Batch. They're such good people aligning themselves with Gridiron Greats. So we're looking to raise a lot of money to help some of these players.
Sacks for snacks at Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Mike Golick's got some sacks on his resume. So before I let you go, Mike, what's it like to bring down a quarterback?
Amy, I haven't done it very much. So here's the way I look at it. I played 9 years, and I have 11 and a half career sacks. Some call that pathetically bad. I call it consistent.
There you go.
It's a little over one a year. I like to look at the glass half full. Listen, when you get there, it's great. My biggest day was, I think it was 89, the first time when I was in Philly, our first game against Dallas, we had 11 or 12 sacks. I actually had 2.5 sacks, which,
nice.
I mean, my God, is almost a quarter of what I had for my entire career. So it was a big day for me. So if I get anywhere near the quarterback, I'm going to hit him. I'd get in so much trouble today with fines because if I got close, I was hitting him and I was landing on him because I never knew when I was getting back.
And dance? Did you do the dancing thing too?
Dance. I it was enough. I lost my wind. You know, I was too busy trying to get wind back in my lungs to worry about dancing. Now, if I would have ever scored, I had 3 interceptions. If I would have ever scored a touchdown, I probably would have danced, but I never got close to the end zone. So, no, I had no sack dance, nor did I deserve to have a sack dance.
Oh, goodness. These are the stories that we love when we get Mike Golick on the show. So you can find him on Twitter at Golick and hear him now on Westwood One on Sunday Night Football, as well as with DraftKings and obviously a longtime radio host and NFL defensive lineman. Hey, man, you lasted for nearly a decade. That's saying something.
Yeah, you know, I guess at the end of the day, I know I'm pretty self-deprecating, but 9 years, yeah, I am very, very proud of that, no doubt.
We appreciate having you, and we'll catch up again. Thanks so much, Mike.
I look forward to the next time our paths cross, Amy. It's happening a lot now.
Yes, at Lambeau Field, I actually accosted him in the food line, the buffet line, and I apologized, Mike Golick, because I saw him there, and we hadn't seen each other in person going back for quite a few years now. Though he was on our show, shoot, was it Super Bowl 21 or earlier this year in 22? I actually don't think, Producer Jay, you were here for that. So that would have been going back to the Super Bowl that was held in Tampa, but we weren't there, obviously. Nobody was really there. And so for that reason, we were doing our radio row from the after-hour super secret home base, but Golick was part of that. So I hadn't spoken to him since I left our previous network, and it had been a long time, but now we've run into each other a bunch. So kind of cool to catch him at Lambeau, and now Gridiron Greats helping us to partner up and make sure to promote not just the organization, but also Pork Rind Appreciation Day. So you can check out those various links on his Twitter and also the tweet that I put out there. All right. What are the contingency plans for the Buccaneers, who have the Chiefs this weekend? You'll hear from Andy Reid as well as from Todd Bowles. And then we're just going to launch forward into what's coming up this weekend in the NFL. Pretty amazing. Lots of good stuff on the night in which Aaron Judge hit 61 home runs. Football's going to get jealous and elbow its way into the spotlight again. But here we are on the cusp of week number 4, believe it or not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here are the Buccaneers in the line of scrimmage. Slot left, slot right. Motion by Gage. Snap to Brady. Brady looking, waiting, scrambles right, throws end zone, tipped up into the air. It is incomplete.
Over.
It is incomplete. Devondre Campbell tipped it up into the air in the right side of the end zone. And there is your dagger.
8 seconds left. Here
come
we
and,
go.
Come and get it.
Mahomes out of the gun. Five wide. Three go to the right side. Mahomes can't even hear himself think downstairs. Play clock is at 10. Waiting on the snap. Takes it. Looking left. He's going to fire up field. It's broken up. Tip. And intercepted by the Colts. Intercepted by the Colts. It's Rodney McLeod. Colts have it. Interception. 2 seconds left. And the Colts are going to win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Matt Taylor on Colts Radio. Not only did you all choose the Jelani Woods go-ahead touchdown, essentially the game-winning touchdown from Matt Ryan as the, was it the, no, what was it, the TD of the week? Was it? It was my vote for TD of the week. Oh, you guys disappointed me so much. You actually went with Devontae Smith, which was pretty phenomenal, his touchdown in the first half for the Eagles. But I got to tell you, the impact Jelani Woods, a rookie, and the fact that the Colts got their first win at the expense of the Chiefs, who squandered so many opportunities, to me, that was a much bigger moment and bigger TD. I forgot. I was the one who voted for Jelani Woods and the Colts. If you missed our conversation with Mike Golic, the Colts, one of his surprises to start the season, even as we're still riding the crazy, inconsistent roller coaster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Because of Hurricane Ian and the wide swath of devastation and the water and the wind and obviously the cleanup that awaits the state of Florida once the storm has completely passed through. Right now, it's pounding the Jacksonville area, and there's still so much of the state that's being impacted by the aftermath and the storm surge and the tide, actually, that will be coming in on the Gulf Coast of Florida in the next couple of hours. But they've got to figure out whether or not they want to host the football game that was scheduled to take place there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we know that the Buccaneers went to Miami for the week to practice, but that's not an option for the game. For whatever reason, the Dolphins aren't there. They're actually playing on Thursday night. So they're not using the stadium, but the NFL has Minneapolis as a backup plan if the Buccaneers can't host or if they decide not to host there. So, yeah, there's a lot that's up in the air, whether you're the home team or whether you're the Chiefs.
We can't control the outside forces. You know, our thoughts are with the city of Tampa right now. But where we have to play, hopefully it is Tampa and everything is fine. That means we're not damaged too much. But if we have to go play elsewhere, you know, we just have to focus and lock in. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us, you know, so we got to be ready to play.
For us, it's a away game regardless, so you're going to be going somewhere to play. So you just kind of focus on the game plan and try to prepare yourself that way. And, I mean, obviously, I want to send thoughts and prayers to everybody in the Florida area, and hopefully they got out of there, and if not, that they're bunkered down and safe.
We're not sure where we're going to play, but wherever we need to go, we'll go. We'll get ourselves ready for that, and when the league announces it, then we'll go ahead and move forward in that direction. But right now we know nothing. So it could be in Tampa, it could be there. You know, my heart goes out to the people in Tampa. I haven't quite followed and know how much it's hit and or going to hit, but from what I heard, it sounds like it's going to be quite a deal. But, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the people there.
As of now, the game is still scheduled for Raymond James in Tampa for Sunday night. So it's Chiefs and Buccaneers. It's supposed to be a national game on Sunday night. And for whatever reason, the NFL selected U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, recently hosted a Super Bowl, could end up hosting Sunday night football. The Buccaneers were early to evacuate. There were obviously millions of people who were displaced. But this storm affected so much of the state that even if it didn't damage the stadium, it's hard to imagine fans showing up to a football game or being able to get there on Sunday. But you never know. Maybe it's an opportunity for them to have a distraction and a break. It's just that there's going to be so much cleanup. And who knows about the power outages. Right now, the last I saw, the report is 2.3 million homes and businesses in Florida without power. There are entire counties that do not have power. So that may be a challenge as well moving forward, whether or not they can put on the game, but also vendors and parking and everything else that goes along with it. So Vikings are going to be in London to take on the Saints on Sunday morning, which means U.S. Bank can be used. And in the meantime, we're keeping our eyes on the weather. And I'm just in awe of the Weather Channel and all of the local and national broadcasters who are working overtime and dedicated to providing information, helping to keep people safe. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Early on in the show, we still have a long way to go. We've got injury updates and an update that Bill Belichick refuses to give. It's After Hours on CBS Sports.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This holiday, treat the whole family to Hannah Anderson's best pajamas ever. Unbelievably soft organic cotton pajamas your whole family will want to wear all season long. Dozens of one-of-a-kind iconic prints, guaranteed to find one you and your family will love. Turn everyday moments into holiday memories with the original family pajamas. Hannah Anderson, best pajamas ever. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Very smart, smart rusher. He thinks about a lot of things. Sometimes he probably get too far in his head because he knows so much. He has so much knowledge about the game. So it's going to be fun to kind of break down film together and watch each other and figure this thing out together.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Chargers' newly rebuilt and ferocious defense is taking some major hits. And let's be honest, is this not a theme for the Chargers over the last few years? Maybe even stretching back farther than I can remember, but farther than I can even add up the years. Their injury situation, it's been rough. Even before Brandon Staley and before Justin Herbert, but obviously now they're dealing with injuries on both sides of the ball yet again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That's Khalil Mack talking about Joey Bosa and his impact on the game. Well, as it turns out, the Chargers are without Bosa for a while now.
One of the big themes of the season has been Chargers injuries to all of their best players, from Justin Herbert to Rashawn Slater to Keenan Allen, and now to Joey Bosa. He is going to be placed on injured reserve. He is now out for at least the next 4 weeks. My understanding is he is going to have surgery imminently from Dr. William Myers and the Machera Institute in Philadelphia to correct a core muscle issue. Now, generally, these issues can knock players out about 6 weeks. Maybe you can come back a little sooner, maybe a little later, but about 6 weeks. That is what the Chargers are looking at for Joey Bosa.
It's going to be a ways, but we expect him to come back. I know that he's optimistic, ready to attack it. He's in a really good frame of mind. It's never easy when you have an injury like that because he was playing so well. But we got good news on that front, you know, that it wouldn't be a season ender and that we're going to get him back later in the season.
It's a tough loss, definitely, for our defense, for our team. Joey means a lot to us, a guy that we count on and we're definitely going to miss out there, but it's on us to have his back and, you know, hold things down till he gets situated.
So first, Ian Rappaport on NFL Total Access with some of the details on Bosa. Yes, they do expect him to return after having surgery on this groin problem. And then safety Derwin James, as well as Brandon Staley. It is a major loss, and it's frustrating, too, because the Chargers went out and got big-time pieces on their defense to try to combat the incredible quarterbacks on the roster in the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes, now Russell Wilson. I mean, they've got one in Justin Herbert. They get to work against him in practice. But you're talking about a division where you've got to be able to play defense because every team has offense, or at least that's the idea. The Broncos haven't really found theirs yet. But anyway, it's frustrating, no doubt, for Chargers fans. In fact, the last, how many years has been frustrating for Chargers fans in and around the move from San Diego to Los Angeles? But even before that, you hear the phrase, Chargers going to charger. Chargers going to find ways to lose, all that kind of stuff. We will do an extensive QB news. Maybe you have to break it up from AFC to NFC because here we are on the cusp of week number 4, and there's a lot to pick apart as we look ahead to this coming weekend's schedule. Yes, we do still have the question of Sunday Night Football up in the air because it's supposed to be in Tampa. But between now and then, there's plenty that we can sink our teeth into. The first game of the week is the Dolphins, 3-0, at the Cincinnati Bengals, who were the AFC representation in the Super Bowl and just got their first win. And offensive line is playing a hell of a lot better. Now, injuries, because it's early in the season, I do like that a lot of these guys that we're hearing about, not all of them, for instance, Sterling Shepard, he's out for the year with a torn ACL. We know there have been other injuries that require guys to be out for the entire season, so season-ending surgery. But when it comes to some of the quarterbacks, we're getting good news. Like Dak Prescott is close to returning. We'll get the update from Mike McCarthy when we do the NFC version of QB News. And also, Zach Wilson has been cleared to return for the New York Jets. I know that Mike Tomlin was talking about facing Joe Flacco and made Joe Flacco out to be like the second coming of Tom Brady. He also had complimentary words about Zach Wilson, but that's Tomlin, right?
He didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
He makes all of the Steelers' opponents sound like they are the toughest opponent that Pittsburgh will ever face. It's kind of funny, though, to think about this young quarterback in Zach Wilson. Will he pee down his leg with the Steelers' defense? Maybe not, because it's not T.J. Watt. That definitely makes quarterbacks a little more nervous when you've got a T.J. Watt who is seeking and finding and hunting for you. So Zach Wilson's been cleared. Dak Prescott's getting closer. We'll have the update. I wish I could give you an update about Mac Jones. I wish I could give you the details. We've heard reports coming out of New England that he has a severe high ankle sprain and is expected to miss multiple weeks. Multiple weeks. In fact, the severity of his sprain is actually one that could require surgery. Patriots playing at Lambeau Field on Sunday. It's a nationally televised game. Bill Belichick refuses to offer any type of concrete information about his quarterback. Now, we're not going to hear the entire answer, the entire exchange with reporters, but there is one phrase that he used 12 times on Wednesday. So I'm going to let you figure out what it is. 12 different times he said it.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts. We'll evaluate him. Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job, so.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
See how it is tomorrow.
It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
We didn't, as I say, hear all 12 times that he uttered the phrase day by day.
Day by day.
Day by day. Now, the official injury report would list day to day. He says day by day over and over and over. And I'm thinking that's a classic Bill Belichick Hall of Fame candidate. What do I look like, a doctor? When I'm going to read the MRI?
I'm going to read the MRI. That's not my job.
Wait, but can you please go back and that exchange with the reporter who said, yeah, but someone's going to tell you about it, right?
That's not my job, so.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. Getting better day by day.
He said, yep, yeah, they talk to me about it, and it's still day by day. Oh, my gosh.
We don't have time for that.
He takes plenty of time to make life difficult for reporters. And I get it. It's not his job to make life easier for reporters. What do I look like? A doctor? That is one of his favorite lines, though.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
Exactly. Yes, I get that. So he's just a piece of work. And people get so fired up and upset at the way that he answers questions. I go back and forth. I don't think he needs to be rude. But at the same time, if I'm Bill Belichick and I know how injuries can be used against my players, but I also am one of those guys who's always been about gamesmanship. I mean, this is who he is. He doesn't want to give his opponents even an iota of an advantage or a leg up. And information is power.
That's not my job.
Do you think there's some small part of him, though, that loves this competition, that this combat with reporters?
I do. I think he plays it up a little bit. But I mean, at the end of the day,
I think he's just annoyed. Literally just annoyed.
After all these years, I mean, he knows what they're going to get. He knows the questions are coming. And I feel like
him even more annoyed,
right,
I think.
I guess. But I feel like he goes in there like with these predetermined like answers. Like, they're not getting anything. I'm going to tell them day by day 12 times, and that's going to be the end of it. Like, I think he went into the press conference knowing that that was going to be all he said about it.
Oh, of course. Absolutely, right. He did. I guess my question, though, is should he be doing anything different? I mean, Mike Tomlin doesn't give a whole lot of information. He just happens to say it with big vocabulary words.
I mean, the guy's won how many Super Bowls, and he's proved, I don't think he has anything to prove to anybody. He's kind of earned that luxury to be able to say whatever he wants in the press conferences, just like Tomlin kind of has.
But is he old and cranky, though?
A little.
Well, old has nothing to do with it. Is he just cranky? He knows what's coming, and it's his least favorite part of the job. He's a cranky crankerton.
That's a tough beat to work, that New England Patriots. How do you get anything out of him?
I have told the story before, but I have been in many press conferences where Bill Belichick was delivering comments. One that stands out to me, I was relatively new, on the New England beat, had just moved back to New England. I was working in the Providence market specifically, but was covering Celtics, Bruins, Patriots, Red Sox. Anyway, I went to this one press conference at Gillette Stadium. I think it was my first one ever at the actual stadium, so much earlier in my career. And we were in this big room. I don't remember where it was or even how I got there. I'm sure I got lost walking around the stadium. Someone asked him an X's and O's question, and it was fascinating, the amount of information. He talked, and he as much as Bill Belichick would ever light up, he lit up because it was a specific football question. And it was most of it probably over my head. Again, I don't even remember what the exact question was, but I just remember that he talked so extensively and looked so excited to be actually breaking down a particular element of the game. That's not the case most of the time. And he's not the only one who gets annoyed at reporters. He just refuses to hide his annoyance at the whole process of having to answer questions that he's already answered day by day. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.